It's Ember Friday of the first week of Lent. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Welcome to today's Lentcast. The Roman station today is Santi Dodici Apostoli, the Basilica of the Twelve Apostles. The station church on all four of the Ember Fridays is here at the Twelve Apostles Church. The first ancient church established nearby, closer to the Forum of Trajan, was built in the mid-4th century under Pope Julius I. It was rebuilt in its present location in the 6th century and was dedicated in 570 to commemorate the defeat of the Goths, and not the ones with the black eye makeup. That church, well under street level now, had a raised altar, which is still now below the high altar, and it is there that you find the relics of the apostles Philip and James the Lesser, son of Alphaeus. He was beaten to death with fuller's clubs, and so he's depicted with such a club in paintings and statues. On the other hand, James the Greater was the son of Zebedee and a brother of the apostle John. The relics of Philip and James the Lesser were actually lost for a long time, and then rediscovered once again under the high altar in 1873. The station church has a connection with doing penance, and in the older, traditional form of Mass, there is a very penitential tone, beginning with the introit, "Deliver me, O Lord, from my necessities, see my objection and my labor, and forgive me all my sins." It is interesting to note that in the older form of the office the priests read every day, today we hear a portion of a sermon by St. Augustine, in which he explains in an allegorical fashion the number 38. And the reason for that is that today we are 38 days out from Easter. It almost seems as if we have two kinds of churches. One is the church of evangelization. The other is the church of development. One is the church of individual sanctification, and the other that of social action. One emphasizes contemplation, and the other political directives. There is a division throughout the entire Western world as regard these two churches. Is the division justified? Let us go to the Mount of Transfiguration for the answer. Our blessed Lord took with him Peter, James, and John to the mount. When they arrived, Jesus became transfigured. We see the Heavenly Father renew Jesus' commission to redeem the world. Peter, James, and John are awed by this. Peter, in fact, is so struck by it that he says, "Lord, it is wonderful to be here. Let us build three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But Scripture says he knew not what he said. Now remember, here is the church. Here are three members of the apostolic body. This represents one church. It represents those who would like everything to be rather clean, to enjoy the pieties and niceties of religion, to stand in the glare of the divine beauty, and to be a sharer in the vision and understanding of the Old Testament. It also represents part of the divine commission to redeem the world, even though it meant the death of the Savior. This is apt to be the older aspect of the church. It is content with the vision. But our blessed Lord said, "Let us go down the hill." He was reminding the disciples that there was no such thing as capturing that transient glory. You'll have to go down this hill, and you will find something else. Then you will climb another hill, which will be Calvary. And then you will come to perfect glory, but not now. Fulton Sheen. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, God willing, with another Lentcast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.